弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace to brothers and sisters.
昨晚有没有睡够？
Did you have enough sleep last night?
如果你没有睡够的话，信息的时候你可以睡。
If you have not sleep enough, you can sleep during the message.
但是不要影响你周围的人。
But don't affect the one, your neighbors.
今天其实二月份跟弟兄姊妹们交通了罗马书第三章救赎。
In the February, we shared with the brothers and sisters about redemption, Romans chapter 3.
那我本来是觉得应该要冯牧师继续交通，因为这是很fundamental, 很根基性的事。
And I wish Reverend Frank can continue to share with us because this is very fundamental.
但是冯牧师说，你也许把还没有交通完的把它交通完。
But Reverend Frank said I should finish what I started to share.
所以我想还有一次机会跟大家再交通到罗马书第三章。
So I thought there's one more chance for me to share with brothers and sisters on Romans chapter 3.
刚刚韩鄂带我们念了第三章最主要的这一段，那我想我们再集中一点，就把我们信息的这两节或者三节，罗马书第三章23-25节，我们一起念一下。
And Brother Han has led us to read the verses in Romans chapter 3, but we should just read the two verses that is at the center of today's message.
在第三章23-25节的上半节，到显明神的义为止。
From chapter 3, verse 23 and 24, and the 24, just the first part of.
我们一起来好不好？
Let's read together.
因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀，如今却蒙神的恩典，因基督耶稣的救赎，就白白的称义。神设立耶稣做挽回祭，是凭着耶稣的血，借着人的信，要显明神的义。好，我们再念一遍，慢慢的念，希望能把它记下来。
Slowly.
因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀，如今却蒙神的恩典，因基督耶稣的救赎，就白白的称义。神设立耶稣做挽回祭，是凭着耶稣的血，借着人的信，要显明神的义。好，我们一起有点简单祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，清晨的时候，我们要感谢赞美你。
Lord, this morning we want to give you thanks and praise.
我们感谢你，因为你为我们成就了救赎。
We thank you because you become our salvation.
你是我们的救赎，你也是我们的力量，你也成了我们的诗歌。
You are our redemption and you are our song and
our strength.
And our strength.
我们感谢你主，虽然我们不晓得，但是你却为我们成就了永远赎罪的事。
And you have completed for us this everlasting salvation.
叫我们从前我们是远离神的，但是今天我们能够住在你的殿中。今天我们成为亲近的人。
Before we were away from you, we were far away from you, but today we can live in your and be near to you.
清晨，主，我们一面我们打开你的话，一面我们求你打开我们的心。
This morning, we open up your words, and may you open up our hearts.
主啊，让你真理的道、圣灵的圣经的真道，能进入我们的心，成为我们的信心。
And may your truth reach our heart and become our faith.
叫你在我们这个人身上的旨意。因着你自己的工作能够成就。
And that your will be done on us, that your work will be done.
也叫教会能装饰整齐，预备你的回来。
And that we can be prepared, the church can be prepared for your coming.
求你祝福你自己的话。
May you bless your own word.
听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
刚才我们念的 这两节三节可以说是罗马书这一段的核心。
The verses that we just read could be said as they are the center of this the book of Romans.
我相信对弟兄姊妹来说，救赎、称义、挽回记是常常我们熟悉的字。
And to brothers and sisters, redemption, justification, and atonement are words that are familiar.
但是仍然保罗在罗马书第一章第五节他这么说。
And still, Paul said in Romans chapter 1 verse 5,
他说我们从他受了恩惠并使徒的职分，在万国之中叫人为他的名信服真道。
And he said that through his name sake, we receive grace and apostleship to call people from among all Gentiles to be obedient.
可以说这些我们常常熟悉的真理，我们有时候说 doctrine, 这些 教义的话，它是什么呢？用圣经的话说，它叫做真道。
And in the what are these words that it'sIn the word of Bible, it's the doctrine
faith.
Of faith.
那这个字 很有意思、啊、如果我们去思想，真道这个字就是信心。
This, this, the doctrine is faith.
英文不太好翻，就是信服真道，其实就是信服信心。
This is our faith.
那怎么说呢？我想在神来说属灵的事，关于神的事，可以说是奥秘。
And the things of God is they are they're the mysteries of God.
但是神乐意把他关于他的事，神乐意把他自己启示出来。
But God is willing to reveal His mystery to us.
凡是神启示出来的，都是与我们有关的，都是与我们的生命有关的。
And those things that God has revealed to us is related to our lives.
你如果得着神的启示，可以说这是生命，你就走在生命的里面。
So if we have the revelation from God, then these are the things that we live.
你就走在光明的里面。
We are living in light.
但如果没有启示，我们就是走在黑暗的里面。
But if there is no revelation, then we are walking in the darkness.
那也可以说，早晚我们就沉沦，我们要灭亡。
And then we'll be fallen, and we have to we'll be destroyed.
当神，那神怎么样把他自己启示出来呢？
So how does God reveal Himself?
一面圣经告诉我们，神从来没有人看见神，乃是父怀中的独生子把他表明出来。
And the Bible tells us that nobody has seen God, only He is revealed through His Son.
我相信每一个寻求神的人心中都曾经有过一个问题，或者也许你今天还有这个问题。
I'm sure that everyone who is seeking, they always have this one question in their heart.
你说，如果把神给我看了，我就信了。
If I can see God, I will believe.
在圣经中曾经有人曾经有一个门徒来跟主耶稣说。
There was a disciple who had said to Jesus one time.
他说，主耶稣，如果你把父神显给我们看，我们就满足了。
He said, "We will be satisfied if you can show us the Father."
那我们要怎么回答？如果有人说让我看见神，我就满足了，那你要怎么样帮助这个人？
How do we help this person? How do we answer this person if he asks, "If you show us the Father, we will be satisfied"?
我想这一句话是冯牧师常常喜欢引用的《约翰福音》，从来没有人看见神，唯独父怀中的独生子把他表明出来。
And that's the verse in John that Reverend Fang likes to use is nobody has seen God except through His Son Jesus Christ.
宇宙中最大的奥秘。
the greatest mystery in the universe.
你我可以人生中可以得到最大的宝贝。
The greatest treasure we can receive.
是神所宝贝的他的儿子。
Is this precious Son of God.
如果我们能够认识神的儿子。
If we can know the Son of God.
如果我们能看见神的儿子。
If we can see the Son of God.
我们就能够认识神，我们就看见神。
We can know Him and we can know God.
那也许你说神的儿子是2000年前他来到地上。
And maybe you say the Son of God came to this world 2000 years ago.
但是今天你我我们又不是犹太人，我们也没有生在2000年前。
And we're not Israelites and we're not born 2000 years ago.
我们怎么样能够来认识耶稣基督？
So how can we know this Jesus Christ?
我们感谢神，神拣选了使徒保罗。
We thank God that God had chosen the Apostle Paul.
我们可以说主耶稣，虽然保罗跟主耶稣是在同时的时候，但是保罗从来没有看过耶稣。
Even though Paul was the contemporary of Jesus, but he has never seen Jesus.
保罗是一个在圣灵中看见耶稣的使徒。
Apostle is one that knows God through his spirit.
如果今天神借着彼得把罗马书给我们，那我们也许会讲说彼得他看过耶稣。
Maybe if God let Peter to give us this book of Romans, maybe we could say that Peter knows Jesus.
如果借着约翰来告诉我们罗马书，那我们会说约翰他看过耶稣。
Maybe it was through John, then we can say that John has also known Jesus.
所以我们知道在书信里面，彼得他所给我们的是盼望。他看过耶稣，但是他盼望，他有一个永远的盼望，活泼的盼望，他盼望有一天能够再看见我们的主。
And we can see that through Peter, because he knows Jesus, he has a hope, he has a living hope that one day he will see Jesus again.
而约翰他告诉我们的是爱，他说神就是爱。
And John tells us that God is love.
但是要说到信心，要说到信。
But about faith and belief.
我们知道我们的神乃是拣选了使徒保罗。
I know our God has chosen Paul.
他从来没有看过耶稣。
He has never met Jesus.
他看过天上的大光。
He has seen the light from heaven.
但是他没有亲眼肉眼看过耶稣。
But his eyes have never seen Jesus.
那他怎么能够信？
How can he believe?
我们知道特别借着神的话，他把信仰之道给了我们。
And it is especially through the word of God that.
所以基督徒的信不是迷信。
So the our faith, the Christian faith is not blind faith.
基督徒的信也不是只有一些的道理教训而已。
And the faith from of Christian faith is not just some teaching and some doctrines.
基督徒的信乃是神把他信仰的真道赐给我们。
And this is our faith is based on the faith that God has given us.
在神来说，这个叫做道，信仰、信心之道，或者说真道。
And to God, this is called faith.
但是圣灵把神的道放到我们心里面，就成了我们的信心。
And the Holy Spirit put this faith in us.
那这叫做 faith 信心。
This is faith.
所以我想我们彼此交通，就是借着这个罗马书中的 faith 信心，一面你看见它是真道，是从神而来的，在神那一边，但是在我们来说，就成为我们的信心。
And this this faith comes from God, and it's through His Word.
那这个信，这个真道在罗马书中，它是怎么样一步一步一步带我们来看的呢？
And how is it that this faith is given to us a step, one step at a time?
我们发现要来认识神，第一件事情在罗马书告诉我们的，就是关于罪的事。
And the first thing that in Romans for us to know God is through sin.
人到底最大的需要是什么?
What is the greatest need of man?
人到底最大的问题是什么?
What is the greatest problems in of man?
我们说, what's your problem?
问你是什么问题?
你知道你我最大的问题是什么吗?
What is our greatest problem?
我想人试着用许许多多办法要来解决人的问题。
We use a lot of different ways to solve our own problems.
到底人最大的问题是什么?
So what is the greatest problem of man?
你知道当亚当夏娃他们犯罪以后, 神就来寻找他们。
When Adam and Eve, after they had fallen, God came to seek them out.
神说人啊, 你在哪里?
And God said, man, where are you?
那亚当夏娃因为怕神, 所以他们就把自己躲了起来。
Adam and Eve was afraid of God, so they hid themselves.
什么是人最大的问题? 人最大的问题就是人迷失了。
The greatest problem is we are lost.
人与神之间产生了隔阂。
And there's a separation between God and man.
人离开了神的面。
And God has left the presence, man has left the presence of God.
昨天有一位 初信的姊妹就问, 她说, 这个永生, 她觉得总是好像, 她觉得好像, 她可以, 她可以知道说, 做一个基督徒, 有今生的满足和盼望, 但是她很难了解什么是永生。
This new Christian that was asking, she has, she understand that there's a satisfaction in today's life in, as being a Christian, but she it's difficult for her to understand the everlasting life.
那我就跟她交通说, 圣经告诉我们说, 神就是生命, 所以说到神, 乃是说到那位永远活着的神, the living God.
So I told her that this is about the living God.
什么时候我们与神在一起, 我们与生命的泉源在一起, 我们就有生命。
Whenever we're with God, we're at the source of life, we have life.
这个生命是永恒的, 这个生命是永远活着的生命。
And this living is everlasting and it is living.
但是什么时候我们离开了神, 什么时候我们与神有了分隔, 这就是死亡。
Whenever we're separated from God, that is death.
所以为什么我们说死是从罪而来的, 因为罪就把人与神隔开。
Why do we say that death comes from sin? Because sin causes us to separate from God.
当人与生命的源头割开的时候, 人就有了死亡。
When our life is separated from God, there is death.
所以保罗在罗马书第一章第二章, 他就说到罪的问题。
So in the Romans chapter 1 and 2, he talks about the sin.
一面在那些好像不信神的人中间, 你看见满了罪恶。
And those people that doesn't believe, it's they're filled with sin.
所以他说, 可以说神的愤怒显明在一切不虔不义的人身上。
And it says that this was shown on those who are unrighteous.
那人的罪有两面, 一面是人与神之间的关系出了问题, 这叫做不虔。
There is two sides of it. The first is when we sin, we're ungodly.
你把该拜的没有拜, 但是你去拜那不该拜的, 这是不虔。
When you worship those that you should not worship, that's called ungodly.
我想在我们缺少神观念的里面, 我们觉得这个好像不痛不痒。
If we don't understand this godly, the concept of God gives us, then it doesn't affect us.
但是如果有一天你的孩子不叫你叫爸爸, 叫另外一个人叫爸爸, 我想这是最大的羞辱。
If one day your children does not call you father, but call somebody else a father, then you know that is the greatest
另一面, 告诉我们不义, 就是人与人之间的关系产生问题。
And on one side, there's a problem between man.
那我很常喜欢讲，我刚刚信主，我信主之前在学校里面，我们同学之间，其实同学之间的关系是最单纯的关系，没有什么利益冲突。
Before I was a believer, the relationship of me and my classmates, friendship.
我们常常是骗来骗去，要考试了，明天要考试了。我们晚上自修完了回去以后就说，哎呀，你怎么还那么认真啊，还在读书啊，我不行了，不读了，豁出去了，明天完蛋了。
And I was when we're studying I would go when I'm done studying I go home and go back to the dorm and said to the other why are you still studying I don't care anymore I'm done.
结果明天考出了100分。
But the next day I got 100。
为什么呢？我们就希望你比我考的要差一点。
Because I would, we hope that the others are not will not do as well.
你比我要预备的要少一点。
And hope that the others will prepare less.
这叫做不义。
And this is unrighteous.
神的愤怒要显明在一切不虔不义的人身上。
The wrath of God will be shown on those that are ungodly and unrighteous.
那我们说，那认识神的呢，敬拜神的呢，会不会好一点？
But how about those that believe in God? Would that be better?
在罗马书第二章给我们看见犹太人的问题。
And in Romans chapter 2, it shows us the problem with the Jews.
那犹太人他们原本，圣经说，原本你们应当是什么？你们应当是给瞎子领路的。是黑暗中人的光。
The Jews, they should be the one that leads the blind. They should be the light.
弟兄姊妹，这是神在犹太人身上旨意，也可以说神在基督徒身上旨意。我们应当是给瞎子领路的，我们应当是黑暗中人的光。
And we should, as Christians, we should be a guide for the blind and a light for those who are in the dark.
到处都有黑暗。
Everywhere there's darkness.
今天如果你去看新闻，我想最近特别在学校校园里面有许许多多的不法的事。
And we see that from the news, there are things that are not right.
我们看见这些新闻的时候，我们有心里有没有感觉？
When we see the news, do we have any feeling in it?
我们有没有为着这些？为着今天的世代来祷告。
Did we pray for the times of today?
还是我们跟世人一样，虽然我们有光，但是我们的光却没有照在黑暗的当中。
Are we just like the others? Even though we have light, we didn't shine the light in darkness.
保罗说，你们是给瞎子领路的，是黑暗中人的光。
And Paul said that you are to be the guide for the blind and also the light in the darkness.
我常常觉得许多时候我们信了主以后，我们总是要神来解决我们的问题。
And many times even when we believe in God, we want God to solve our problems.
感谢神，信主之后我跟一位年长弟兄学到一件事情。
And praise the Lord, after I believed, I learned something from an elderly brother.
他说最好解决你问题的办法，
The best solution to your problem.
就是你把你自己的问题摆在一边，你去帮助别人。
Is to put aside your problem and go help somebody else.
因为什么时候我们注重我们自己的时候，我们的问题永远解决不完。
Whenever we focus on ourselves, then our problem cannot be solved.
但是如果你记得，你我是给瞎子领路的，是黑暗中人的光。
But if you remember that we are supposed to be a guide for the blind and a light for those who are in the dark.
你发现你学习去背神的担子，神就背负你的担子。
You find that when you carry the burden of God, then God will carry your burden.
当你去耕种神的田地，神要来看顾你的园子。
And when you work on God's land, He will work on your garden.
当保罗说到外邦人的罪，也说到犹太人的罪，所以他到第三章就说世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
So in chapter 2 Paul talks about talks about the sin of the Jews and then the sin of the Gentiles. So in chapter 3 it says all have sinned.
所以我们说到罪的时候，我们可以说罪，我们可以归纳一下有三方面的结局。
And there are three results from sin.
第一方面，按着罪来说，保罗说，凡是犯罪的就失去自由。
From the first, it says, if you sin, then you lose your freedom.
那我们再说这个罪跟中文的我们天然观念说犯法犯人间法律的那一个罪不同哈。
And the sin is different from being unlawful.
那犯罪就是站在神的另外对面，神是义，但是我们若是离开了义，我们就站到了神的对面。
And the sin is God is righteous. If we are opposing God, then we have sinned.
当你说谎的时候，
When we lie,
当你嫉妒的时候
，When we're jealous,
当你恨人的时候
，When you hate others,
当你头脑中有淫乱念头的时候
，When you have lust in your mind,
这要告诉我们一件事情，就是我们今天做了罪的奴仆。
This tells us that we become the slave of sin.
我们以前讲说这个自由是最宝贵的。
Before we said that it's the most precious is freedom. Freedom is the most precious.
你知道真正最不自由的是什么？就是我们想不犯罪，但是我们不得不犯罪。
But the time when we're bound is when we want to do good, but we still sin.
所以可以说，对于魔鬼，罪就把我们跟魔鬼连在一起。
So to the devil.Sin will connect us with the devil.
罪就叫我们做魔鬼国度的国民。
And sin will cause us to be a subject of the devil's kingdom.
而且我们知道，在魔鬼的国度里面，通通都是奴隶。
And we know that in the devil's kingdom, everyone is a slave.
耶稣基督来，借着他的血，他要做一件事情。就是把我们从这个国度里面借着代价把它买出来。
And when Jesus came through his blood, he is going to redeem these slaves from this kingdom.
他救我们从黑暗的国度里出来，把我们迁到爱子光明的国度里面。
He redeemed us from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light.
这是保罗在第23章24节说的。耶稣基督的救赎。
And this is what Paul talked about in chapter 3, verse 24, his redemption.
救赎是把罪的这一个果效，把罪的捆绑，把罪的压制，把罪的这个权势，把它把我们带出来。
And this is to bring us out from the sin's bondage, from the sin of the power of sin.
用什么凭什么呢？就是凭着他的血的代价。
And using what? And that is through the price of his blood.
不止如此，罪有第二方面的果效。
And sin also has a second result.
可以说对我们自己，或者说对着律法而言，对着神的这个标准而言。
This is towards us, towards the law, and towards the standard of God.
那律法要在罪的面前定我们的罪。
And the law is to condemn us before God.
那这个英文的字就这个语气就够强了哈 ，condemn.
And then it's very strong word, condemn.
一面是 condemn， 一面要受到罪的刑罚。
There's also a punishment.When we're condemned.
而耶稣的血要在这一方面拯救我们，所以这里罗马书三章二十四节说，这叫做称义，白白的称义，就是原来你是有罪的，但是今天经过宝血的遮盖和涂抹，叫我们成为无罪的。
And in this, God will save us to call us to justify, call us righteous. through his the blood of Jesus Christ.
那这是救赎和称义，我们不去多说它。今天我们盼望讲到第三点，就是神设立耶稣做挽回祭。
And that was the two points before. It was redemption and justification. But today we want to talk about the atonement.
那这句话，弟兄姊妹，把它记下。你如果记得24-25节最好。如果你实在记不得，今天盼望我们能够把25节这一句话记下来。
And if you can remember verse 23 and 24, that's great. But for today, if we can just remember 25, that would be good.
神设立耶稣做挽回祭，是凭着耶稣的血，借着人的信。
And God has presented Christ Jesus as a sacrifice of atonement, and it is through faith in His blood.
那弟兄姊妹，我不知道你认识的神是怎样的一位神。
Brothers and sisters, what is this God that you know? What is He like to you?
在圣经中告诉我们说，神乃是一位圣洁的神。
The Bible tells us that He is a holy God.
就是说他是与众不同的。
And He's different from any other.
他的荣耀与众不同。
His
荣耀。
His glory is different.
他的慈爱，他的怜悯与众不同。可以说你找不到一位像神一样的。
And His mercy is different.
所以以赛亚第六章给我们看见，先知以赛亚他看见一个异象。
And so, prophet Isaiah, he saw a vision.
以赛亚说，他说，我看见神高高的坐在他的宝座上。
And Isaiah said he saw God sitting in His throne.
那他说，他看见神的衣裳啊，神的那一个衣裳。垂下遮满了圣殿。
And he saw the God's clothing covered the whole temple.
他说在上面，在宝座上面有天使，有撒拉佛四立，有六个翅膀。这撒拉佛他用两个翅膀遮脸，两个翅膀遮脚，两个翅膀飞翔。
And above him were the seraphs, each with six wings, with two wings that covered their faces and two cover their feet and two were flying.
天使在宝座前，他们是这样的说，他们说，圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，万军之耶和华，他的荣光充满全地。
And the angels said this before His throne, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. The whole earth is full of His glory.
那这呼喊的声音，天上的门框的根基震动。殿充满了烟云。
And the voices shook the doorposts and the thresholds.
而以赛亚当他看见这个异象的时候，当他看见圣洁神的异象的时候，
When Isaiah saw this holy God,
以赛亚说，我有祸了，我灭亡了。
He said, woe to me, I am ruined.
因为我是嘴唇不洁的人，又住在嘴唇不洁的人中间。我的眼看见了君王耶和华的面。
For I am of unclean lips and live among a people of unclean lips, and my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty.
所有看见神荣耀的人，他不会再像原来的样子一样生活。
Everyone that have seen the glory of God, they will not live the same way.
圣洁告诉我们，神是一位圣洁的神，神也是一位公义的神。
The Bible tells us that He is a holy God and He's also a righteous God.
诗篇45篇第七节说：“你喜爱公义，恨恶罪恶。
”And in Psalm 45, it says that you hate sin, evil, but loves and righteousness.
Right.如果我们要认识一个人，我们要认识他爱什么，他恨什么。
If we want to know somebody, we want to know what they like, what they don't like.
你知道，我们常常讲神是爱，但是神会不会恨呢？圣经讲到神的愤怒，讲到神的恨。
We've always talked about the love of God. Now, does God hate? And Bible tells us about the wrath of God.
神喜爱公义。但是神恨恶罪恶。
He loves righteousness, but he hates wickedness.
诗篇第五篇他这么说。
Psalm chapter 5 says,
你不是喜悦恶事的神，恶人不能与你同居。
It says, you're not a God who takes pleasure in evil.
狂傲人不能站在你面前，凡作孽的都是你所恨恶的。
The arrogant cannot stand in your presence, and you hate all those who do wrong.
说谎言的你必灭绝。
And you destroy those who lie.
好流人血弄诡诈的都为耶和华所憎恶。
Bloodthirsty and deceitful man, the Lord abhors.
弟兄姊妹能不能翻一下圣经箴言第六章。
Can you turn to Proverbs chapter 6.
这里告诉我们耶和华所恨恶的。
Here it tells us things that God hates.
箴言第六章第十六节。
Proverbs chapter 6 verse 16.
他说耶和华所恨恶的有六样，连他心所憎恶的共有七样。
Here it says, there are six things the Lord hates, seven that are detestable to him.
就是高傲的眼，撒谎的舌，流无辜人血的手。
A haughty eyes, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood.
图谋恶计的心，飞跑行恶的脚。
A heart that devises wicked schemes, feet that are quick to rush to evil.
图谎言的假见证，并弟兄中不善纷争的人。
A false witness who pours out lies and a man who stirs up dissension among brothers.
神不但不喜欢罪恶，神是恨恶罪恶。
Not only God detests evil, he also hates wickedness.
我们说到，我们就说到谎言。
Let's talk about lies.
许多时候我们觉得有一些谎言，害人的谎言我们不要说，但是好像没有什么益处的谎言我们可以说。
Sometimes we think that lies that hurt others we won't do, but maybe lies that doesn't do anything we can say that.
但是我们要记得神恨恶图谎言的假见证。
But here's it says thatGod hates those makes a false witness.
所以若是我们照着神的标准，我们要有一个感叹。
So according to God's standard, we should have a reflection.
好像摩西在诗篇九十篇所说的，他说我们因你的怒气而消灭，因你的愤怒而惊慌。
It's like Moses said in Psalm 90, we are consumed by your anger and terrified by your indignation.
你将我们的罪孽摆在你面前，将我们的隐恶摆在你面光之中。
You have set our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your presence.
神不但看见我们的罪孽，神看见我们的隐恶，隐藏的那些罪。
Not only he sees our sins, he also sees our sins in secret.
罪第三面给我们看见是对着神的，也可以说这个是 最重要的。罪使我们与神分开，与神隔绝。
The third side of sin, and this is towards God, and it is sin makes us separate us from God.
不但与神分开与神隔绝，而且是与神为敌。
Not only are we separated from God, we're also an enemy of God.
可以说我们成了神的对头。
We become the enemy of God.
我想很重要一节圣经，哥罗西书第一章二十一节，请大家翻一下。
A very important verse, Colossians chapter 1 verse 21. Please turn to the Colossians 1:21.
我们翻到的时候请一起来念。
When you find it, let's read it together.
一章哥罗西书一章二十一节。
Colossians 1:21.
我们一起来。你们从前与神隔绝，因着恶行，心里与他为敌。
Because of your evil behavior.
再来一遍，你们从前与神隔绝，因着恶行，心里与他为敌。我想今天你在美国的话，你会看，其实不但美国，这个也蔓延到中国去， 你在美国你会看见许许多多婚姻的破裂。
Today in the United States, you see a lot of breakage in marriage.
那最可悲的事情就是一个爱的关系今天破裂了。
And what is sad is this loving relationship today is broken.
在一起彼此相爱的，但是今天产生了隔绝。
And you once loved one another, but today you become separated.
我的同事他的太太他是印度人，他的太太在印度是做医生的，到美国来他以全国最好的成绩考 board 进了 John Hopkins 做医生。
My co-worker his wife is a doctor and she's from India. She came here and she's got the bestresults and tests, and so she entered into Johns Hopkins University.
当他考全国第三名的时候，他郁闷了一个月。
When she becomes number three in the
national exam, she was depressed.
She was depressed.
那他在医院里面做实习医生。
She was an intern in the hospital.
所有他的教授所有他的同学都觉得他是一个最好的学生最好的医生。
All her the students and the doctors and the professors thought she is the best student, best doctor.
但是这个 residency 做这个住院医生把他的家庭做垮了。
But this residency broke her family.
先生在西雅图太太在 Baltimore.
His husband is in Seattle and the wife is in Baltimore.
那先这个我的同事就跟我讲，他说他们现在在离婚的边缘。
And my coworker told me they're now in the edge of divorce.
他说每一天晚上我没有办法睡觉。
He said I could not sleep every night.
所以从我认识他开始，他就是天天看 internet 看电影然后吃安眠药这样子睡觉。
So from the time I know him, every night he was just on the internet and watching movies and have to take sleeping pills.
白天他要在公司里面，他要应付公司的事情，他要对陪着顾客户笑。
And during the day he has to he was at work, he has to have a smiling face to all the clients.
但是他的心是一个破碎的心。
But he has a broken heart.
他在一个破裂的关系里面。
He is in a broken relationship.
他在一个隔绝的关系里面。
He's a relationship that is separated.
今天我们也许对于与神隔绝，也许我们不大有感觉。
Maybe we don't feel a whole lot about separating from God.
但是等我们认识神以后，我们再回头来看，一个人若是离开神，一个人若是远离神，这是最大的痛苦。
But you can see that after you know God and you turn around and if you're separated from God, that is the greatest suffering.
一个远离神的人可以说是一个孤单的人。
And one who is away from God, separated from God, is a lonely person.
为什么人心中有一个很大的一个呼喊，觉得说我真是孤单啊。
Why does man have such a cry out?Why am I so lonely?
我不知道你会不会有这个感觉。
I don't know if you have that feeling.
我自从进了大学以后，我心里面我就常常有一个孤单的重担在我的身上。
From the time I entered the university, I have this burden of loneliness.
在我觉得最充实的时候，也是我觉得最孤单的时候。
When I feel like I have the most sufficiencies, that's a time that also I feel that I'm lonely.
我有时候讲过，就是我读书，我是一个很不好的学生。我是最后两个学期的最后两个礼拜、三个礼拜，我才开始读书的。
I used to tell you everyone that I'm the worst kind of students because I wait until the last 2 weeks to start studying.
你知道晚上在读的时候，一面读的时候，当然你会有学习，所以心里面会觉得充实；另一面也会觉得非常的骄傲。
When I was studying, there was one I was learning, so I was becoming proud.
我心想，你看，有的同学是要学一个学期，我三个礼拜就可以学好。
And I said, Look, there are some students that have to take the whole semester, but I just, it just only takes me 3 weeks.
可是当我夜晚坐在自修教室里面的时候, 说实话, 我非常的孤单。
But at night when I'm sitting there studying, I feel very lonely.
而且孤单到你会觉得 painful, 你会觉得心痛。
And it becomes painful to me.
感谢神, 我跟大家讲去年的一个经历。
Thank the Lord, I want to tell you about an experience I had last year.
去年我们开始现在 project的时候 压力非常非常的大。
Last year there was during the project there was a very pressure, there was a lot of pressure.
客户他们选了两个公司, 一个是我们公司, 另外一个是大的印度公司。
My client has chosen two companies. One is my company and the other is a big company from India.
要我们跟他们比一比。
So we can compete with each other.
所以在我心里面, 我觉得这个公司的成败好像就压在我的身上, 只能成功不能失败。
So I feel that the success and failure is riding on me.
我们刚进去的时候, 他们非常瞧不起我们。
When we first get into that, the client didn't really look favorably upon us.
可以说他们, they didn't expect anything. 他们觉得我们一定输的。
They thought that we would lose.
所以头两个礼拜 我们在中国的那个 Project Lead 中国的那边一个组长他过来 我们两个就一起在开会啊 然后都住在旅店里面 我们一起出出入入。
And a Project Lead from China came and to work on the project together and have meetings and things and we're always together.
当然我也为他祷告 也跟他传福音 所以后来第三个礼拜 刚开始的时候他走了。
I prayed for him and also preached the gospel to him.
那一天我在 garage 停了车上电梯上楼的时候我心里面就有一个感觉我说好像虽然只有两个礼拜在一起同事可是因为一直出出入入都在一起所以第三个礼拜一我就觉得有点孤单。After
he left, I was in the elevator and I thought to myself, even though I only know him for 2 weeks because we're together all this time, I feel like I was feel lonely.
我就叹一口气, 我说, 唉, 现在是一个人了。
I sighed. Now I'm just by myself.
但是那个时候圣灵清楚地在我里面说, 你不是一个人。
But that time, the Holy Spirit said to me very clearly, you're not by yourself.
一个远离神的人, 乃是一个孤单的人。
But one who is away from God, that's a lonely person.
一个远离神的人, 也可以说是一个贫穷的人。
And we can also say that the one who is away from God is a poor person.
我们彼此劝勉, 如果今天你怎么样衡量一件东西值钱不值钱?
We encourage each other, what in your mind, what is, how do you value something?
我们愿意彼此相劝, 如果今天你得到的东西是会失去的, 我告诉你这个东西不值钱。
If the thing that you get today you can lose, that is not something that's valuable.
钱可以说是最不值钱的。
The money is the most does not have any value.
因为我们知道挣钱容易，挣钱花钱容易，挣钱难。
Because we know to spend money is easy, but to earn it is difficult.
最容易失去的，最容易出去的就是钱。
The easiest thing that to leave you is money.
所以如果我们把钱作为我们的目标, 作为我们贫穷富足的衡量, 实在我们是迷失的。
So if we value our success in whether we have money or not, that it becomes our goal, then we are actually has no, we're the poor.
最值钱的是永恒的事。
The things that are most valuable are things that are eternal.
圣经说, 如今长存的有信有望有爱其中最大的就是爱。
And the Bible tells us that there is faith, love, and hope. Faith, hope, and love, and the greatest of it of them is love.
如果我们与神隔开，如果我们与神远离，甚至我们与神为敌，可以说我们是一个贫穷的人。
So when we're separated from God, when we're far away from God, then we become a poor person.
今天问题就是, 如果我们在这样光景的时候, 你怎么样能够回到神的面前来?
So if this is your situation today, how do we come back to God?
这是罗马书，神告诉我们说，神设立耶稣做挽回祭。什么叫做挽回祭？
In Romans, it says that God had set Jesus Christ as a sacrifice of atonement.
我愿意跟弟兄姊妹交通两个意思。第一个意思，挽回祭在英文可以说是 atonement。
This atonement in English, it's 挽回祭。
那我不晓得弟兄姊妹记不记得冯牧师曾经讲过一次，什么叫做 atonement？
什么叫what is 挽回祭？
你把英文把它拆开 ，atonement 就是 at one ment。
So if we take the English word and we separate it into at one ment,
at at one one at one ment， 这叫 atonement。
At one ment that's atonement。
就是原来是分开的，但是现在你让它和好。
Before it is separated, now it's all together。
原来是为敌的，现在你叫他能够相近。
Before they were opposing each other, now they're together. They're close to each other.
我们罪人能不能够大摇大摆的就来到神的面前？
Can we walk to the presence of God?
我跟大家举过一个例子，就是这个 speeding。我有一次超速了。结果后来警察来，我以前所有的 ticket speeding ticket 没有一次我跟他讲情可以讲得过去的。
I remember I shared with you one time I had a speeding ticket, but before that none of the speeding ticket I had I was able to talk them out of it.
可是那一天他只跟我讲，他说 watch your speed.
But on that day he just said watch your speed.
然后他就让我走了。
And he let me go.
那我是经历了赦罪的平安。
And I experienced the forgiveness.
但是神能不能这样赦免我们？
But can God forgive us that way?
我们说神是 forgive and forget， 可是神就能够平白无故的 forgive and forget 吗？
Can God forgive and forget？
弟兄姊妹不能，如果神就这样忘记我们罪的话，你不能说神是有义的。
If God can do that, then we cannot say that God is righteous God.
神的公义必须要得着满足。
His righteousness must be satisfied.
这里告诉我们，如果今天有一个鸿沟。
And this tells us that today there is a chasm.
那你要怎么样让这个鸿沟把它挪去？
How do we take it away?
罪挡在神与人中间，什么能够让这个控告的声音安息下来？
How can we stop this accusation?
除非神的愤怒一定要倾倒。
The wrath of God must be poured out.
今天除非有一样他可以满足神公义的要求，成为神愤怒的对象。
Unless there is something that can satisfy God's wrath.
所以你记得当主耶稣在十字架上的时候，他说：“我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃我？”
Remember God in when Jesus was on the cross, he said, "God, God, why do you forsake me?"
因他受的鞭伤，我们得了医治；因他受的刑罚，我们得了平安。
Because of his punishment, we have peace.
当耶稣把他的血流出来的时候，可以说神公义的要求得到了满足。
So when Jesus shed his blood, God's righteousness is satisfied.
那在圣经中我们可以看出血特别的意义，血的主要的意义是为着神的。
And the meaning of the blood is for God.
当利未记赎罪，神设立赎罪日的时候，他告诉祭司，你要先宰了公牛，然后带着公牛的血进入圣所，进入至圣所，在施恩座前把那个血弹七下，为你自己赎罪。
And Leviticus it tells us that in the, you have to take the blood of the ox and bring it into the before the altar and sprinkle on it to redeem your sins.
然后你再出去把那一只赎罪的羔羊宰杀了，然后带着羊的血进去。 也把那个血弹在世人座前。
And then you go and go out and slay the lamb, and then take the blood of the lamb into the before the altar and sprinkle also.
这个血是要摆到神面前去，才能够赎罪。
And this blood has to be brought before God before your sins can be forgiven.
所以我们可以这么说，这个血是在神面前来满足神的要求。
So we can say that this blood is to satisfy God's righteousness.
要么我们公义而不犯罪,
unless we are totally righteous and have no sin.
但是若是我们犯罪的时候, 圣经说, 若不流血, 罪得不着赦免。
But if we sin, then sin cannot be forgiven unless there's blood is shed.
所以我们可以这么说, 当我们, 如果我们要到神面前去的时候,
So when we come before God, if we have to come before God,
律法要定我们的罪,
then the law will condemn us.
但是今天把血摆出来,
but today we bring out the blood.
律法还是可以控告, 还是可以有声音, 但是律法不能够再控告, 不能够再定罪, 因为律法的要求被满足了。
The law still has the voice said that it's not right, but we cannot, but it cannot condemn us.
所以我们, 请大家翻到希伯来书第十章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 10.
希伯来书第十章, 这是非常重要的话, 第19节到第20节。
And these are very important words. It's in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19 and 20.
他说, 弟兄们, 我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所。
Here it says, Therefore, brothers, since we have the confidence to enter the most holy place,
是借着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路, 从幔子经过, 这幔子就是他的身体。
And that is because he has created a living way through this curtain.
我们要进到至圣所里面, 要来到神面前。
When we come before God, through the Holy of Holies.
要凭借什么?
What do we come depending on?
这是一个非常根基的问题。
It's a very fundamental
我刚信的时候, 我有时候觉得, 如果我最近, 读经祷告, 我没有好好读经祷告的时候, 我就不大敢来到神的面前。
And when I just was a new Christian, I do not dare to come before God if I have not studied His Word. Because I felt like I have not been a good Christian.
那我觉得如果我, 也许有争执了, 如果跟淑萍谈朋友的时候有争执了, 我就觉得我不大敢来到神的面前。
Or if I have an argument with somebody, I do not dare to come before God.
我觉得我也不敢,
I thought that I didn't dare and also I was not worthy.
但是我们要认识一件事情, 神设立耶稣做挽回祭。
But we have to understand one thing. God has set Jesus as a sacrifice of atonement.
如果今天是依靠你我的行为,
But if today it's because of our behavior, our good behavior,
甚至依靠我们的感觉, 可以说, We're on a shaky foundation. 我们在一个很不摇, 很不稳固的根基。
Or it was through our feeling that we're on a shaky foundation.
但是神给我们是一个坚固的磐石。
But God has given us a sound foundation.
每一个来到神面前的人, 我们要清楚一件事情, 我们能够进到至圣所, 进到与神, 进到神荣耀面前, 进到与神最近的地方, 我们唯一的依靠和根据。
But we have to know that if we come before God into the Holy of Holies to be the closest to Him, we only depend on one thing.
不是 what we have done, 我所做的是什么，而是他做的是什么。
It's not what we have done, but what Jesus has done.
我们要懂得这一个，我们才真正懂得恩典。
If we truly know that, then we truly understand grace.
如果有人要问你说，你怎么样能够得到永生？
If somebody asks you, how do you have eternal life?
你要回答说，不是我做了什么，而是他做了什么。
It's, you have to answer, it is not because what I did, but what Jesus did.
有一句话一直在我心里面非常的帮助我，叫做 The finished work of Jesus on the cross. 耶稣在十字架上完成的工作。
There's one thing that helps me most, is the saying that Jesus finished his finished work on the cross.
信心从哪里来？我们非常盼望我们有大的信心。
Where does our faith come from? We always wish to have a great faith.
信心乃是从神的恩典和神所成就的事实而来。
Faith comes from God's grace and from the reality of what He has finished, the work He has finished.
我们因着耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所。
Because of the blood of Jesus Christ, we can come into the holiest of holies with confidence.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们感谢神，随时随地我们都可以祷告。
So thank God that we can pray anytime.
我们说我们与神的距离就是膝盖到地的距离。当你跪下来的时候，你就来到了神的面前。
And we say that our distance from God is between our knees and the floor.
但是我们信主的人，我们要有一个深深的感觉，就是你要记得，你能够来到神的面前，你经过的这条路是借着耶稣的血为我们所开的。
As a Christian, we have to understand that when we come before God, this road is through the blood of Jesus Christ.
所以以弗所书第二章他告诉我们，他说你们从前远离神的人，如今在基督耶稣里靠着他的血已经得清净了。
And in Ephesians it tells us that those of you that were once far away has been through now as you're near to God is through the blood of Jesus Christ.
然后下面他说你们就进到父的面前。
And then it says that through him we can have access to the Father.
我们呼叫神说阿爸父啊。
We call God Abba Father.
我相信这里面有一个意思。
I believe there is a meaning here.
要提醒父神说阿爸父啊，你记得你的儿子吗？
And that is to tell God, remind God, do you remember your son?
你记得你的儿子在十字架上，他不能够叫父亲。
Do you remember your son was on the cross and he cannot call his father?
为什么我们有把握我们可以来到父亲的面前？
How can we be confident we can come before God?
因为神设立耶稣做挽回祭。
Because God had set up his son to be the sacrifice of atonement.
所以有弟兄们对伯饼有这样的教导，我觉得是非常合圣经的。
And so there was a brother who teach us in the communion.
当薄饼我们纪念主的时候，到后面我们要来呼叫阿爸父。
When we come before the table to remember our Lord, we have to call Abba Father.
我们是围绕在主的桌子前，因为他的儿子所摆上的，给我们开了一条路，我们可以进到至圣所。我们可以不再远离，而是亲近，可以进到父的面前。
And we surround the table is because of what Jesus had done that we can then come before the Father and be near Him.
哎呀，我想每一个做父母的，你都会记得第一次，你的孩子叫爸爸。
I think all the fathers will remember the first time your children called your name.
甚至你也不知道他是不是叫爸爸，但反正那个声音很像，你就说他叫爸爸了。
And even though you may not know he's exactly calling, but the sound sounds like it was calling your father.
你知道我们的爸爸何等的爱我们。
Do you know how much our father loves us?
浪子的故事告诉我们说，圣经里面你从来找不到我们的神跑过一次。
And the story of the prodigal son tells us
每一次你看见神，神都是坐着的。
And every time you see God, He is sitting there.
可是圣经有一次说到神跑了。
But there was one time that it says that God ran.
就是当浪子回家的时候，父亲远远的看见，就跑过去跟他的儿子亲嘴。
And that is when the father saw the prodigal son coming home. He ran to embrace him.
使徒约翰说：“看哪、啊，父赐给我们是何等的慈爱，叫我们能够成为神的儿女。”
And John said, "How great is the mercy of God that we can become His children."
我们也实在是神的儿女，但是我们要记得，你我这个儿子的名分是从哪里来的。
We are children, but we need to know where does this sonship comes from.
是神设立耶稣做挽回祭。
It's through the sacrifice of atonement of our Lord Jesus Christ.
你愿意在外面？你愿意父亲在那里等你吗？
Are you willing to have your father wait for you?
你还要继续在外面做漂流，过漂流的生活吗？
Are you still want to you still want to be outside wandering?
回来吧，回来吧，父亲爱你。
Return. Because your father loves you.
神预备了一条道路，让你可以回到父亲的面前。
And God has prepared this way for you to come before God.
神设立耶稣做挽回祭，是借着耶稣的血，是凭着耶稣的血，借着人的心。
And God has set up this sacrifice of atonement in Jesus Christ through His blood.
我想第二个意思是施恩座没有时间交通。
And the second meaning is the mercy seat, but we don't have time to share that right now.
感谢主，神的话是交通不完的。
And thank God, His word is unending.
盼望弟兄姊妹把这句话记得：神设立耶稣做挽回祭，是凭着耶稣的血，借着人的信。
And hope that you remember this word that Jesus Christ is set up as the sacrifice atonement, and it's through faith in His blood.
愿神祝福他的话，把时间交给周弟兄。
May God bless His own words.
We 请大家